About your ballot paper. A feature of the ACT electoral system is the Robson rotation method of rotating the positions of candidates within each column on the ballot paper. Candidates' names are printed in different positions within a column on each ballot paper. The order of the names on your ballot paper may be different from the order on the ballot paper given to the voter next to you. This means that no candidate has the advantage of appearing in the top position on every ballot paper. By combining Robson rotation with the ban on canvassing within 100 metres of a polling place, the ACT electoral system places in your hands the opportunity to consider each candidate and vote for candidates by name in the order of your choice. How to fill in your ballot paper. To record a valid vote, write the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and so on in the squares in the order of your choice anywhere on the ballot paper. Don't use the same number twice. Remember, use numbers only. One of the most common mistakes is for people to use ticks and crosses on their ballot papers. This means that their vote cannot be counted. You should fill in at least as many squares as there are vacancies in your electorate. 7 for Molonglo, 5 for Brindabella or Ginninderra. If you don't fill in this many squares, even if you vote for only one candidate, your vote will still be counted. However, to make the most of your vote, we suggest you continue to fill in the squares until all your preferences are recorded. You may fill in every square if you wish. If you don't vote for any candidates, your vote will be informal. If you make a mistake on your ballot paper, just return it to a polling official and ask for another. Electronic voting. Electors at certain polling places will have the opportunity of voting electronically. Electronic voting will be available on polling day at the following 6 polling places. Belconnen, assisted wheelchair access, Belconnen Community Centre, Swanson Court. Canberra City, assisted wheelchair access, Pilgrim House, 69 Northbourne Avenue. Downer, full wheelchair access, Downer Business Park, 2 Bradfield Street. Gungahlin, assisted wheelchair access, Gungahlin Library, corner Hibberson and Gossard Streets. Tuggeranong, assisted wheelchair access, Salvation Army Hall, corner Anketell and Reed Street North. Woden, assisted wheelchair access, Woden Smith Family, corner Eastie and Launceston Streets. These polling places will also be open from Tuesday 2 October as pre-poll centres. At polling places where electronic voting is available, it will also be possible to vote using a traditional paper ballot if you prefer. Just ask for a paper ballot. Votes cast electronically will be stored securely and combined with the results from paper ballots. Key steps in the electronic voting process. If you choose to vote electronically, you will be issued with a barcode instead of a ballot paper. This barcode will give you secure access to an easy-to-use voting screen. When you swipe your barcode, you will see a ballot paper for your electorate on the screen. By using direction keys on a keypad, you can move to any candidate. As you select the candidates you wish to vote for, preference numbers will be automatically listed for you, starting with your first preference. When you have completed your selection and pressed the Finish key, you will be able to see a list of the candidates you have chosen in the order you have ranked them. If you wish to change your selection, you can simply go back and correct it. If you're happy with your selection, swipe your barcode a second time and your vote will be securely recorded. The barcode must be deposited in the ballot box as you leave the polling place. Each barcode can be used only once. Special audio facilities will be available to enable sight-impaired electors to vote electronically, in secret and in private. Electronic voting instructions will also be available in a number of community languages. Further information about electronic voting is available at www.elections.act.gov.au. What your ballot paper will look like. These ballot papers show the general format to be used in the October 20 election for a 7-member and a 5-member electorate. While the party columns won't change, remember, under Robson rotation, candidates' names can appear in different positions within each column. Please read the instructions on the ballot paper carefully. Write numbers in the squares. No ticks or crosses, and don't repeat any number. Sample ballot papers for each electorate are available at www.elections.act.gov.au. Need more information? If you have any questions about the election, call Elections ACT on 6205 0033. How the votes are counted. Your vote is counted according to the preferences you indicate on your ballot paper. First preference, number one votes, are counted first. Then your later preferences, numbers 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and so on, are counted as described below. To be certain of election under the Hare-Clark system, a candidate must obtain a set proportion or quota of the votes for his or her electorate. Any candidate whose votes equal or exceed a quota is elected. A quota is calculated using the following formula. The total number of valid votes divided by the number of vacancies plus one. The quota in the 2 5-member electorates is 1/6 plus one, or roughly 16.67% of the valid votes. The quota in the 7-member electorate is 1/8 plus one, or roughly 12.5% of the valid votes. A candidate may reach the quota simply by receiving first preference, number one, votes, or by receiving a combination of first preference votes and votes transferred from other candidates who've been elected or excluded. If a candidate has more votes than the quota and not all vacancies have been filled, the surplus votes of that candidate are distributed to other candidates according to the preferences indicated on those ballot papers. If, after all the surplus votes have been distributed, vacancies remain to be filled, the candidate with the fewest total votes is excluded, and his or her ballot papers are distributed to continuing candidates according to the preferences shown by voters. After ballot papers are distributed from an excluded candidate, the total votes for each continuing candidate are recalculated to determine whether any candidate has now received votes equal to or greater than the quota. The process of distributing surplus votes from elected candidates and excluding the candidate with the fewest votes continues until all vacancies are filled.